This is an MUT Radio podcast
today, and this will be Pela and Jekusasa. And right in front of me, I do have a student from MUT, Ms. Bongekile Wangakulu, joining me live right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. She's going to be telling us what was her presentation all about, because she's just, I think, finished presenting, if I'm not mistaken. But she's joining me live right now. She's going to be telling me all about that. So, Ms. Kulu, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you. My name is Bongekile Kulu, a student doing nature conservation, S4. My presentation was investigating the efficacy of service learning module to critical skills development in nature conservation student at Mangosuthu University of Technology. The reason I chose the topic is at North Campus we have different environmental organizations. In this different environmental organization, not all students that are doing nature conservation about joining our organization. Maybe let's say we have 50 students doing semester 3 in nature conservation. Maybe 10 of them are well equipped to go see by a field team, they will apply in knowledge conservation. Then, lababani aba participating lama organization, abeko equipped. Yo intabayazi yo ilesi ifunda kuphela eklasini, abanayo I practical experience yabo. So, ekubukeni lokho nokuzwa abanye amanye ama lecture namanye ama student esho ukuthi okay, masifike field team basithatha kancane thina ngoba siphume MUT, bathi sileke ama skills afana nokuthi. Ngase ngabona ukuthi okay, ukuthatha lokho esikwenzayo eklasini sikuyise kuma-community, because i-service learning sithatha i-theoretical knowledge siyise kwi-community engagement yabo. Manje ukuthatha lokho kuzosiza lokho ukuthi ma ifika lo useyazi ukuthi uklearisha amaplanti kwenzeka kanjani, ukucima umlilo kwenzeka kanjani, rather than ukuthi afike efieldini azi nje knowledge ukuthi okay, ma kumele ngicime umlilo kumele ngigqoke ama-gears anje, but kusenakho ukuthi okay, i-gear ikanje iyasinda or ayisinda. Mangenza umlilo kumele ngirole phansi, useke warola phansi, hayi ukuthi une-knowledge ukuthi okay, kumele umlilo ma wenza nje ngirole phansi, akakaze ayenze leyo. That's why ngichuze le module. So enye into ebengizoyicela ukuthi maybe i-department ye nature conservation ingilekelele ukuthi ngiqhubeke nalesi study, futhi izame ukuyi-implementa i-service learning. Then there is other thing eyenziwa Ms. Thembile Nkosi, i-lecture to ama S4 student i-wheel integrated learning, where uyazama kosi yami ama student awakangeni kangako ukuthi ayilandele ukuthi uyazama ukwenza something like in-service learning ukuthi asikho ukuthi masifike efieldini sesiqondile, like u-organizile I think ama-camper two yaseBosland kwi-community ebine-nature reserve e-degraded, sahamba sayo-camper there overnight sibheke izinto ezenzakalayo ebusuku ukuthi maybe iziphi ilwane esingayibona, because bayasho ukuthi indawo ilimalile because abantu bebeyingenela nje beyihantela. So ukuthi sambise laphaya sibone ukuthi lezi lwane abayishoyo ukuthi zikhona ezisele azikho nesoyibona eqhamuka ebusuku. Lokho kuyakusiza ukuthi noma ufike efieldini makuthiwa hamba uyobheka ilwane ebusuku usuyazi ukuthi okay, iyiphi into engizofike ngiyenza yabo. Waphinde wasithatha sise Golden Gate where besenza ama-hike, I think it was senza ama-hike out 3 kuma bekwama long distance indawo besihamba, senza OVCA sicheka lokho njani quality yendawo ukuthi ikanjani. So I think i-department kumele igqugquzele ukwenzeka kwe-service learning ne-work integrated learning.
Yes, thank you very much. That was very insightful. But also, now you are a student, and I'm sure not every student is here to present, but how does it feel? What does this mean to you, being a student but able to present in front of these esteemed guests from all around Africa? Because we even have people from outside, I think Uganda, professors from Uganda and also from universities around South Africa. As a student, what does this mean to you?
I'm very excited. And inye into engasho ukuthi maybe engisizile ukuthi ngifike la ukujoyina ama-organization la sesikoleni, ngimemba ye-World Connect SA, ngiphinde ngibe yimemba ye-Green Initiative for Climate Change elocated kwi-Mangosuthu that is led by Professor Mandlini. yes, he what can it say, he did umisko. So, Gutema Kumi poster, umisko, so what's nigh opportunity, Ganji, Balanama abstract, submitting, Gontama abstract in Ahamba Ganja. Then we take that opportunity to subbalama abstract, Aglula, seven and umisko, because we are Bala, Jigis, Upalo, Jigis, but at the end, what I write abstract and by no submit, then we were selected from Amayama Lukunjano, which is 3 years of present. So, we participate in Kuma organization as a school in Leon.
Yes. Thank you very much for joining us. And also, good luck with the rest of the program, because there's still tomorrow. There's still so much to learn, to take out from this program. But thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.